Welcome back, everybody, to episode 4 of season 6 of Life's a Trip. Keno? On this episode, I have a special guest where she couldn't wait to debate me on situationalship. And believe me, you want to hear this. Go ahead, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody. Have a special guest today. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi everyone, my name is Jessica from Arizona.
Oh, had to tell everybody you're from Arizona.
Yep.
So you listened to my last podcast, and I definitely got on your nerves with the whole situationship. So I want to talk to you about it and how you really felt about that.
Okay.
So I talked to you before. I said I strongly don't believe in it. I think it's just a made up word to try to put a label on stuff. But right. You definitely disagree on that.
I do. I just feel that I do like men. Most women want men to be honest, and I already say that we don't, because we can't handle the truth, but we can. I just feel that there's, you know, situationships, there's friends with benefits, you know, there's just like a fuck buddy. So I just feel like as a man or a woman, if the type of relationship you want is just sex, like, you know, you tell the girl up front, I just want to have sex with you. I don't want anything emotional, just sex, whatever. And, you know, women are emotional creatures. Men can go around and just sleep with anybody and not feel anything, but women.
I don't know about all that.
Well, women, we are, like, very emotional creatures. So I'm just saying, if that's what you want, then you need to act that way. Like, if a man tells me, I just want to have sex with you, I don't want a relationship, and I'm okay with it, then don't. Text me good morning, don't text me good night, don't text me you miss me, don't tell me you love me, don't want to hang out with me. The only reason why you should be calling me and I should be calling you is so we could get busy. Okay. And then leave. And don't, like, cuddle and hold hands.
What if it's a cold night? What if it's a cold night and you're cuddling because you want to stay warm, not necessarily because you're in a situational shit?
No. I'm not even talking about a situational shit.
No, I know. You're talking about a booty call. So,
yeah,
like, I'm glad you started off that way, because we could have a discussion about the big differences on it. So,
yeah.
So you're saying basically a booty call is that, right? It's basically just hit me up for it. Don't fucking hit me up, or don't fucking linger. Here's a fucking Uber. Get the fuck out of my place. Type of thing. Right? Don't tell you good morning. Don't tell you anything. So,
yeah, like, if we're friends, of course, we could send each other, like, funny shit here and there, but, like, if I found out, you know, he was talking to somebody, there's no emotional connection, so it's, like, fine, like, it's cool, like, nobody's getting jealous, nobody's getting mad, because it just is what it is, like, you act accordingly.
Right, so if you're friends with somebody, and, like you said, that was one of the other ones you were mentioning, friends with benefits, right? So if you're friends with somebody, is that cool for him to say good morning, how you doing? Or do you just want him to get to the benefit part and say, hey, I got time this Thursday at 6:25 p.m. Can you meet me? Or is it like...
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while you could tell each other, like, hey, good morning or whatever, but you're not, like, calling each other every day, like, talking for hours, staying late, you know, like if you're dating, you know? Like,
right.
No.
So in a situationship, that's when you do all that. That's when you're texting, good morning, calling each other, you know, having sex, telling each other your emotions, how you feel, you love them, you miss them. That's only in a situationship.
That's what I think, because you're acting like you're in a relationship, but you're not in a relationship. And I just feel that if a man doesn't want a relationship with you and he says he doesn't want one, yes, you should listen. And yes, you should take responsibility and walk away. But I know
I don't think most. I don't think some women. I think most women fall for that potential. If you think there's something more in the backside of it,
exactly.
You stand to linger. But what if the guy is like, does love you because you've been there for him and everything, but is not ready for a relationship, but still wants to let you know that he cares about you. But he makes it clear that he's not ready for a relationship, doesn't want to be part of a relationship.
Right.
Why label it a relationship? Because situationship, that's what it means to me. You're still labeling some type of relationship, even though you're not in a love relationship. You're making it sound like you are in a some type of relationship, right?
It is a type of relationship.
It
it's
is.
Not,
it is, but not. I get that, but see, here's my take, and this is where the responsibility, like I was talking on the last podcast with Claudia, like if I'm getting into a situationship, like you call it, I wouldn't call it that, but if I was going to what you describe as a situationship, and the girl's like, you know what, I don't want to be in a relationship, like I just, you know what, we'll go out, we'll have fun. We'll have sex, and I'm okay with that, and I start catching feelings, I'm not ready to fully commit to you, then it's up to you to say how long you want this to go on. It's up to you to say, you know what, I'm not ready to have sex with you if this is the this is where I'm at. It's up to you to say, you know what, 1 month of this was good enough for me, it's time to move on. Why feel lied to because you felt that it was going to go further than it did?
No, this is what I think. I think if you're in that type of situation and you both have an agreement, like, you know, we care about each other a lot, there's feelings, you may love each other, but the other person isn't on the same level. Like, say it was me and I was in love with you, and you loved me, but you weren't necessarily in love with me in that way. Like, you just saw me as a friend that, you know, we get along, like maybe a best friend, but you don't have that same kind of love for me. And for somebody that's in love with somebody like that, it's very hard to walk away knowing that they're not giving you what you want. But it's hard because you love that person. You love being around that person. So I feel like if the other person doesn't feel the same and they know how you feel, they should be man enough or woman enough to say, you know what, I don't want to hurt you. It's hard for you to walk away. I'm going to be a man, the bigger man, and I'm going to walk away because I don't want to do that to you, that there's never going to be anything between us.
Right. So I go back.
And I do agree. People should have boundaries and stick to their boundaries. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody and they're not giving it to you, absolutely, you should be the one to walk away. But I'm just saying, it's very hard when you're in love with somebody and you have those type of feelings for them. It's very hard to walk away.
Right. And I hear you. I totally understand where you're coming from. And I believe me, I would agree to a point. You know, I agree absolutely for a person to be honest. But like I talked about on my last podcast, honesty is hard. It's a tough pill to swallow because people will put in their minds where they're at compared to what they're being told they're at. So even if somebody's telling you this is the type of relationship they want, but it's not what you want, you still want the other person to say, all right, I don't want this relationship that you're giving me that I enjoy. You know what? I'm still going to walk away because I enjoy it, because you're confused on where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, as a decent human being, if you at least care about somebody and you know that you don't have the potential to give them what they want, and it's basically you're wasting each other's time because she wants something that and you can't give it to her, why couldn't you step up and be mad enough and say, you know what, you're a good person.
So what if that guy does?
I don't want to do this to you. I'm going to walk away.
What if that guy does tell her, like, exactly that? Like, this is all I want. Like, I just want sex. This is all I want.
I get that. And if that's all you want and you notice that the other person is starting to get
saying
because if that person isn't gonna do it, you know they're not because they like you. You gotta be the bigger person and say, you know what? I didn't want any emotional connection from you. I didn't want this. Like, I need to step away because you're starting to catch feelings and you're gonna want more that I can't give you. So I need to walk away.
So even though the guy tells you, I don't have those type of feelings.
We're all brought up, actions speak louder than words, right?
Right.
So in a lot of women's heads, yeah, the guy's telling us this stuff, but his actions aren't matching what he's telling us. So in our head, we're thinking, oh, then there's potential there, like I said before.
Okay, so.
Because his actions are speaking louder than his words.
So actions speak louder than words, right?
Yes.
So yes. You want actions, being in a situationship and catch feelings. You want action, and your actions and my actions are not reflecting the actions you want from me. I'm supposed
your actions
to.
Are reflecting what I want, but it's just not the word commitment. So your actions are acting like we're in a relationship.
Let's say your daughters.
Uh-huh.
Got into a situational shit. And they're like, Mom, this fucking guy keeps telling me he loves me. All he wants to do when we hang out is have sex. And I feel great when we're together and we go out and we're having a great time. But he doesn't want a relationship with me. He just wants to have fun and enjoy the time spent with me and be open to sex. What would you tell her?
Never gonna be more than what it is, and that you're just gonna be wasting your time.
Would you not tell her to walk away?
Yeah, exactly.
Then if you're in a situational ship that you're not comfortable with, why should the guy tell you to walk away instead of telling yourself walk away? Since that's the same advice you would give your daughter.
No, I didn't say it was one-sided. I said that, yeah, you should set boundaries and walk away if the guy's not giving you what you want. But I'm saying when you are in love with somebody that much and everything's, like, good and it's giving you what a relationship would give you without that title, it's hard for you to walk away. And it's hard for you to say, if you don't give me this, I'm leaving, and stick to it. So I'm saying when you're in that state of mind, like, you love somebody, you're in that state of mind, like, I think you said in one of your things you would break rules for somebody that you want but not somebody that you don't want or something like that. So it's like the same thing. Like, I'm gonna go easy on my boundaries and the things that I want because I really love that person and I care about them. So when you're in that state of mind, you're not thinking clear because you're so much in love. So the other person is probably thinking more clear because they don't feel the same for you. So as an adult and a man, you should step up and be like, you know what? You're feeling a certain way, and this isn't what I wanted. I know it's hard for you to walk away. I need to be the bigger person and walk away myself so that I'm not doing that to you.
What if the guy does care about you and does love you? You're both enjoying the relationship, the situationship, right?
Yes.
So you're telling me that if you're catching more feelings and the guy tells you, like, no, I'm not there. I'm not in the same level as you are. Just being straight. Honest with you, I can't be at the same level as you are. You're saying the burden still lies on the guy to say, you know what, let me change my number, let me change the color of my hair, let me put my house for sale so they can't find me. So I gotta disappear, I gotta close my TikTok, I gotta close all my social media.
I don't say you gotta do anything, I'm just saying that, I mean, you should consider the other person.
You are considering the other person when you're being honest.
If you're in a situationship and you're both on the same level as far as feelings, like, you both love each other the same, you're both on the same page, she's well aware that she's not expecting anything from you, you're the same with her, you guys have a good time, good conversation, stay in that situationship. If that's what makes you happy and you're cool with, like, that situation, it. But I still feel like
right. So the person that's unhappy in a situationship should walk away, just like you would give your daughter
they
the advice.
Should, but
so it's not the burden on the other guy. You would never tell your daughter, you know what, stay there until he tells you or hangs up on you or walks away from you. You would never give her that advice. So why would you have a double standard for yourself? Why would you say I'm gonna wait because this guy's gotta be man enough to walk away from the situation instead of saying
I never said that anybody should wait. I said that you should walk away yourself. But I'm saying it's hard to do when you're in love with somebody. It's hard just to get up and walk away. That's what I said.
All right. So I'll go back.
I didn't say it was just the man's responsibility. I'm just saying as a man, if you know that you can't give this, there's a saying that says a coward would awaken a girl's love without expecting to love her as a coward or some shit like that. Like, I'm just saying, if just be man enough to know that if a girl's feeling a certain way about you and you don't feel that way about her, then just walk away. Like, why would you do that to somebody and hurt them like that? Even though, like, that guy could go sleep with whoever he wants, you could go sleep with whoever you want, you guys could go on dates or whatever. But for me, it's an emotional thing. We're both in a emotional relationship. Is that a better word? We're both, we sleep with each other, but we both, like, love each other. There's emotion there. So if I knew that this man was doing the same thing to multiple women, telling them they love them, they miss them, like, an emotional thing, like, I don't think that's right, being in a situationship.
Right, being in a situationship that somebody made up. But I've said this before. To me, it's a friendship, right? You care about people. You know, what people has labeled situationship is basically, to me, how you describe a friendship. Yes, of course. I know I hear people always tell me, you don't fuck friends. And I've said it on my last podcast, and I'll say it until my face is blue, because I've seen friends have sex with each other. They're not fucking best friends and shit like that most of the time. They're just like people, you know, friends that they hang out. There's drunk times and there's horny times, and people have fucking sex. They're grown. They could do what they want.
Right,
so,
but they're not, like,
so you care about a friend, right? So you care about a friend. You love a friend. You miss a friend. You talk to a friend sometimes on a daily basis. You know, as somebody you do care about. Now, if the guy labels that as a friendship, not a situationship, even though they're having sex, and he's being completely honest with the person, you know, this is how I feel, this is exactly how I feel, this is my boundaries, this is as far as I'm willing to go with this, you still think that that's not enough? You still say the guy should walk away and be man enough?
I mean, if the girl's down for it and she's, like, cool with it, and, you know, she has feelings, but she's like, hey, I don't care, like, I'm still gonna be with you, then that's her choice. I just think, like, when you're talking about the friends and you care about them and this and that, like, yeah, that I get. But then you should be okay with your friend saying, hey, I met this guy, I went on this date, like, oh my god, it was like a horrible date. Like, you know, we almost had sex and blah blah blah. You gotta be cool with that. You gotta be like,
I agree.
Okay. Like, I don't care. That's my friend. You know, you can have those kinds of conversations. It can't be like, did you go on a date last night? Who were you with? Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you text me?
I agree to a certain extent.
That's getting to a little situationship.
No, I agree to a certain extent.
I had guy friends, and they could tell me about girls they were with and who they slept with and what happened. And, like, you know, I'd be like, hey, I'm talking to this guy, and, like, what do you think? Like, what's your opinion? That's good friends. That's
right.
Good friends right there.
So,
but I'm not going to get jealous or get mad and be like,
so if you
oh, my
so
God.
So if you slept with a friend, would you tell your other friends?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, to be honest with you.
You just don't want to get caught up, that's why.
I don't want to get caught up.
You don't want to
get
caught up.
I guess you're right. I guess maybe you're right. I wouldn't argue that too much. I would not argue. Because I guess I went too extreme out of the situationship term that you put. I'm adding stuff, I guess. I'm trying to find loopholes in your story.
You make up a new word for it and you call it what you want.
I want to go back to the situationship as you described it, right? Let's stay in that situationship.
Okay.
And we already beat it like a dead horse about the guy walking away. He should be man enough to walk away. The woman should just be woman enough to say, I'm just going to share my feelings and I'll leave it up to the man to figure out when this is over. I got that.
No,
what you said.
I didn't say that. Don't put words
in. No, that sounded like that's what you were
that.
Saying. The man should walk away and you should, and you
after
should stay as long as.
You need to go back and listen to what the hell I said again.
So you basically said
that
the woman should stay until. Because not stay. Let's just say. So the woman has no responsibility about.
I never said that either.
So the woman. So what does the woman's responsibility lie since the guy is the one that's got us to walk away?
I didn't say the guy had to walk away. I said it is the woman's responsibility. Like, if somebody's not giving you what you want, you definitely should walk away. Like, you should have boundaries and set them. But I'm saying when you are in love with somebody, it's very hard to do that. It's hard to do
that.
You probably will do it eventually,
but
it's very hard to do. So I'm saying as it could have been a man or a woman in the situation.
Right.
If you know that.
No, because you said man could sleep with everybody and catch no feelings. It's basically what you said. And let's go back to that recording. No, but seriously, okay, I am completely confused. I'm being dead ass with you. I'm being serious. Like, I don't want to put words in your mouth. So it's obviously not the responsibility of a man to cut things off, right? When the woman gets too emotional, that's not what you're saying. They're not responsible for your feelings. We're clear on that.
I'm saying they're not responsible for it, but I'm saying at least be a man and be considerate, like, be a human, like, be like, I can't put this person through this. Like, she really loves me.
Even though he tells her,
a girlfriend or a wife,
right?
Like, I'm never gonna get on any emotional level with her. Be a man and just walk away then.
So if the guy wants to get in a situationship, right? Just like if he would mm-hmm. want to be in a relationship, just like if he wanted to be in a friendship, just if he wanted to be in a marriage, right?
Yeah.
Let's say his intentions mm-hmm. are to get into that situationship based
uh-huh.
on boundaries. You still
uh-huh.
say after a while the woman didn't understand the boundaries and figured, you know what? This guy is really sweet to me. He's acting like we're in a relationship. So obviously
mm-hmm.
we've skipped the whole situationship. We're no longer in a situationship. We're in a relationship because he's acting like one. He needs to fucking call this quits. This is bullshit. That's basically what you're saying. I know I'm exaggerating. I did exaggerate it. But I'm saying that's when the man should say, all right, I need to move on because it was clear that we're in a situationship, but yet she obviously don't think it is anymore. So I got to walk away at that point.
You got to say, obviously, whatever boundaries we set and my feelings aren't hers are getting intense. She thinks that it's going to turn into something. I need to step up and just walk away. So put it this way.
Okay.
Say that there's this guy and you guys are going to get in a physical fight with each other.
Right.
You guys are fighting in the street and you're like whooping his ass. Like, you're beating the hell out of this guy and this guy keeps getting up. And you keep whooping his ass, and he keeps getting up, and finally he's like bleeding everywhere. He can practically move. And you know, like, dude, this dude's not winning. Like, I'm beating his ass, and you continue to beat his ass and beat his ass. Would you then say to yourself, like, this dude can barely like get up. He's bleeding, but he's not giving up. Should I just stop beating his ass, or should I just continue to beat his ass until he's finally like quit?
You want an honest truth?
Yeah.
I'm going to beat that fool's ass. Because if I'm beating him, there's a fucking reason for it. I am
right,
going to beat that
ass
until
he
stops getting
move.
Up. I will not beat
right,
him on the floor. I will not kick a man on the floor.
Get up and he's still talking shit to you.
Then his ass
like,
needs to stay down.
He's bleeding, saying it because you don't want to
know
that.
No. Because we're talking apples and oranges. I'm telling you, if I'm angry and there's a reason why I'm beating somebody up and that fool continues to come at me, I have the right to defend myself. I'm going to continue to beat him up.
He can't even hit you like he's on the ground. You hurt him.
No,
like
if he's on the ground, I ain't beating a dead horse.
You're hurting him and beating him up until he, like,
I'm not beating a dead horse.
Or stops breathing? Like, what?
I'm not beating a dead horse. Again, I would tell him, bro, stay down or you're going to get knocked the fuck out again. Stay down.
Beat him like you beat him like he's, like,
that's his fucking responsibility. That's his fucking
responsibility.
To stay his ass down. Stay your ass down.
And you shouldn't stop beating
him.
You shouldn't stop hurting him.
If somebody's beating the shit out of me, I'm getting knocked the fuck out, and you're there next to me, I'm like, drive me to the hospital. This motherfucker whooped my ass. Like, I'm not going to fucking continue fighting. I am not.
Let's
get back to the situationship, because the fighting thing.
That's what we're talking about.
No, you're talking about the fight.
And so you're saying that it's okay for you to continue to hurt this person.
No.
And you
I
know
don't
they're
say
not
that.
Walking away.
Don't put words in my mouth. Don't put words in my mouth. That's not what I said. But listen, we're talking about responsibility, and that's where I want to finalize this thing, because I believe, whether you call it situationship, friendship, booty call, whatever your type of relationship you want to label it as, I believe is the responsibility of both parties. I'm saying when somebody hurts you, even in a relationship, of course, it's their fault for being assholes, being jerks, being cheaters, whatever you want to call it. They're fully responsible for that. They'll take that shit to the grave. But they're also a responsibility that lies on you for how long you let it fucking happen.
Exactly. I agree.
So that's where I'm trying to get at, because that's what I'm saying. Was the timetable? I want to know, when is the timetable for the guy to walk away, or the woman? Like you said, it could work either way. When is it the time for the other person to say, you know what, I'm about to really hurt this person, even though I'm being completely honest, letting you know there's a situationship, a friendship, a booty call, I don't know what to call it, and the other party is like, yeah, I totally get it, I know what I'm getting myself into, don't worry about it, but you're saying there's a limit to where one of the person with the upper hand should say, I'm done.
If you put boundaries up, like you say,
right,
I don't want no feelings for you, like, don't get emotionally attached to me, like, it's just, this is what it is, whatever, and you know that she's not complying with your boundaries, like, she's starting to get feelings, or he...
No.
That's when you're like, okay.
No, I gotta cut you off on that. I gotta cut you off on that. You're saying... My boundaries are what I'm willing to accept. Your boundaries is what you're willing to accept. You're saying my boundaries should include your feelings? I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair.
Is what it is. I'm never going to have feelings for you. And then those are your boundaries. Like,
right, my boundaries.
Let's not talk about the emotion part,
because we're in a situationship.
So we're talking about emotion.
On a situational ship, you say emotions are acceptable. That's what you said. Okay, I'm not putting words in your mouth.
That's why it turns into a situationship.
Right. So if the so boundaries are not based on emotion, because we're in a situational ship. Mm-hmm. So why are my boundaries?
There is still boundaries.
Of course, there's boundaries, but as long as my boundaries are being met, there's no reason why I should be the responsible party to say, let me move on. My boundaries are being met. They're being respected.
Like, once you guys are on different pages and you guys aren't on the same page as far as your situationship, then one of you should leave. Like, you guys shouldn't stay in that situation, because you're just wasting each other's time, because you're not giving each other what
right.
you need so or
the,
what you want.
So the responsible person... respecting the boundaries is the person that should say, hey, you cross the boundaries, I'm walking away.
It should always be that person's responsibility, but right. I'm saying, again, when you are in love with somebody, it's hard to do that. And if you know it's hard for somebody to walk away, then just be a man or woman about it and say, I don't want to hurt you. It always should be that person. If somebody isn't giving you what you want, you should always walk away. Like, sometimes it's really hard to do that.
I get it. And again, it's always hard for both parties in any situation. I almost called it situationship. In any situation is what I'm trying to get. You're putting words in my brain now that is coming out different.
I
came out with a freaking ship, but I was talking about the ocean. I was thinking about vacation. If I'm gonna get myself in a situation I can't handle emotionally, physically, mm-hmm. when we're talking about fighting, if I'm getting myself in a situation I can't handle, I'm going to get myself out of it. If somebody's beating the fuck out of me, I'm not going to keep running into his fucking hand. I'm going to fucking go to the fucking hospital and get checked out and get my beat ass up to my fucking bed and lay down and cry about it. The same way I would be in a relationship. If I got into any type of relationship, you know, I the same thing with my marriage. I just licked my wounds and figured, you know what? I'm living based, before I used to be based on law of attraction, which I still am. And now I have that phrase from the Buddhist book, about, mm-hmm. you know, what is to say is good and what is to say is bad. And I truly live my life like that. So I live my life based on today. If I do something that I enjoy, I'm going to continue to enjoy it with the people that enjoy with me. If mm-hmm. the people don't want to enjoy that part of my life with me, I'm okay with that too. But it's not going to come out of me. If I'm in a friendship, like I had a friendship that just finished that, you know, it hurt me to end a friendship, but it seemed like it was one-sided. And I'm not talking about situationship. It was another guy.
I know what you're talking about.
I got myself out of it. I could have stayed there and said, you know what, but he acts like a friend, so he's got to be a friend. He acts like a friend sometimes. No, they got to a point where I realized that I wasn't being respected, and my side of the friendship was not being respected. So I took myself out.
I don't expect anybody to be anyway. I take full responsibility that I should walk away from things and not stay long, but I'm just saying, as a human being, like for myself, like for instance, I'm not a cheater. Like I've never cheated, and I know there's people I've been cheated on. I know there's people that cheat, but as a human being, I couldn't hurt somebody that way. Like I couldn't.
But I don't think
just stay with somebody knowing that you're hurting them and continue to hurt them because you can't give them what they want. So you're saying that.
You're definitely putting words in my mouth. Right. I cannot agree with you more. People should not hurt other people on purpose. I couldn't agree with you more. If you're getting into a situation where you know you're going to hurt somebody, you should get yourself, you shouldn't even allow yourself in there to hurt somebody. But what I'm saying is, if you start off, let's say you start off as a friendship, just friends and whatever. And then one person's like, you know what, let's have sex. The other person says, you know what, I'm attracted to you sexually too. I don't mind having sex, but we're going to remain friends. Are you cool with that? Mm-hmm. And the other person says, I'm cool with that. So you have sex. Now the other person's like, you know what? Let's fuck again. It felt good. Let's fuck again. Yeah. All right, great. Uh-huh. Let's fuck it. As long as you understand the boundaries. Yes, I understand. Exactly. Don't trip. Exactly. And then the third time is like, hey, let's make love. And you're like, whoa, wait a fucking minute. We're just having sex. We're not making love. You know what? Uh-huh. But I like the feeling of love more than sex. Can we just fuck it? Who gives a shit what you call it? Let's just make love. Okay, let's make fucking love, as long as you understand that I'm still having sex. You can call it what the fuck you want. I'm still having sex. And if you say, yeah, I understand it's just sex, don't worry about it, then you're hurting yourself by putting labels on it.
Yeah.
Not the other person. The other person already made clear, we're just having sex, we're not making love. But you want to label it love, then that's your responsibility.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, that's lies. You're a grown adult. I mean,
yeah,
not you.
I
I'm
agree.
Saying, like, general, like a person.
When
you're a grown person, you can't post blame on other people anymore. You lived your life.
I'm not blaming nobody for the situation
know,
I'm in. I'm just saying,
you
like,
gotta be able to say,
as a human
you
being,
gotta say,
yes,
you gotta be able
take
to say,
responsibility and walk away. I agree.
You gotta be able to say, this person is not what I want him to be or her,
and that's exactly what
and
I
walk
said.
Away. Not, it should never, ever, ever, of course. You shouldn't be a dick and a horrible person and hurt somebody on purpose. I agree with that 1,000%. Understand.
That's
not my problem. My point, and like I was saying, I was trying to close this off like 20 minutes ago. My point was, I wanted to clarify where the responsibility lies. You're saying the responsibility lies on the person that knows they had no intentions. Even though he was making it clear that there was never, damn it, we're going in circles. No, you said that the guy, if the guy knows that you're catching feelings, then he should walk away at that point.
I'm just saying, if you know that she is in love with you, and it's going to be hard for her to walk away, even though, like, she's crying to you saying, like, you know, I know this isn't what you want, like, you know, like, you could tell you're emotionally hurting this person because
I totally,
she
look,
knows you're not. Then,
I know where you're
like,
going.
You know it's hard
right.
for her to walk away. And,
I know.
And she wants to walk away, but she can't. It's hard. Then
yes.
be the bigger person
yes.
and say, I don't want to hurt you anymore. I'm going to be the one to walk away.
Okay, that sounds to me like a totally different thing. Because if you're
okay.
making it known, like, listen, this is what I want and I'm expecting of us. And even if I say, no, that's not where I'm going, and you're like, well, this is where I believe this is where we're going. And then you talk again, and it's like, hey, what's up? This is the situation I'm in. We're in a situationship. Oh, no, we're in a relationship now. You know, I'll be like, oh, fuck, you know,
no,
you're definitely taking
agree.
It the wrong way. Then I'm going to be like,
that.
No, I got to step up. Or if you tell me, right,
no,
I'll put it.
Okay,
that was one way, but I'm going to put it the way you put it. Trust me. I
okay.
know what you're saying.
Okay.
Or you're like in a situation where the person's like, I'm really catching feelings for you and I don't know how to get myself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just that's mm-hmm. basically what you're saying. I'm emotionally invested in this and I can't
mm-hmm.
get myself out of it. I couldn't agree with you more. The other person should knowingly that they don't have that same feeling should say, you know what? I'm not feeling this way. And you're falling, you're going to fall hard for me, and this is not where I want this things to be. I think it's time to walk away. I definitely agree with you 1,000,000,000%. That should be the case. I agree. If the person is completely emotionally invested and the other person doesn't have the same type
that's
of investment.
That's what I said.
No, that's not
that's
what
I've been
that's
saying.
Not what you said. You
oh
said a bunch
God.
Of other.
You need to listen to that shit again.
We're gonna have. I'm
you
gonna
to
listen
rewind.
To it because I'm gonna edit this shit because we're already over an hour.
You're gonna take out the parts that.
I'm gonna make you look bad and every single.
That I said.
All the good points I'm taking out. I'm letting you know. I'm playing. I'm still gonna keep it. Even this part is gonna stay on. But no, I've told you this a million times. I don't need people to agree with me. I do
know.
Want. I want clarity for both groups. I think there's. A lot of people can learn from each other, and I think that when people are shy or afraid to speak their mind, it creates a life where we don't learn. You know, we got to
exactly.
learn how to be better with each other. You know,
exactly.
And understand. And I just to make sure, I want to make everybody understand that I totally agree. If somebody's completely invested emotionally, and you're not there. To supply that, and the other person has no control over their emotions either, is definitely the responsible thing to do to say, this is not where I'm going, and if the other person just has a hard time, it's time to say, you know what, I'm out. But all right, well, thank. Thank you so much, Jessica. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for joining Your Favorite Coach, where I try to teach and learn on each episode and help us grow as a society. Neta.